Next day, as I did not feel that I should be quite safe at Torrijos, I stopped at a place called Maqueda, where for my sins I took service with a clergyman. Going to him to ask for alms, he inquired whether I knew how to assist at Mass. I said yes, which was true, for though the blind man ill-treated me, he taught me many useful things, and one of them was this. Finally, the clergyman took me as his servant. I had escaped from the thunder to fall under the lightning, for compared with this priest, the blind man was an Alexander the Great. I will say no more than that all the avarice in the world was combined in this man, but I know not whether it was naturally born in him, or whether it was put on with the priestly habit. He had an old chest closed with a key, which he carried with him fastened to the belt of his gown. When he brought the bodigos from the church, they were quickly locked up in the chest, and there was nothing to eat in the house such as to be seen in other houses. A piece of bacon, some bits of cheese on a shelf or in a cupboard, or a few pieces of bread that may have remained over from the table.